with political disagreements still on the forefront. Are you nervous to gather with your family together for a meal today? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disagreements have put a wedge between family members this election cycle. But we're going to hear some encouraging words about how you can keep it focused on what matters. And then, when's the last time you've been driven to do something about what's on your heart? There's an inspirational story that comes along with that. But first, this Thanksgiving in the United States, there may be family members who are missing from the dinner table after a divisive election season. There's been hurt, anger, and misunderstanding on all sides. Often, it's easier to justify our position by putting those we disagree with into a stereotype box rather than speaking with and listening to them. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries challenges Christians that this Thanksgiving, they should be good listeners and empathizers.
Ask God to help you hear their heart, not just their words. There are people on both sides who have had real fears of what would happen under whatever political leadership. There are people who have had significant concerns and who have been wounded by harsh words that have been spoken.
Ultimately, as Christians, our primary concern should not be, am I representing my political party well? Our primary concern should be, am I representing my Heavenly Father well?
I would hate for somebody to stop listening to me when I share my Jesus because they can't hear that beyond all of the shouting I have done politically.
And here's an idea to reach out to a difficult family member.
This would be a great time to write a note to them and just thank them for the things you appreciate about them. And to really think about that letter and let it just be a letter of, I appreciate you, and maybe bring some healing into a very broken time.
Pray for justice and peace as we thank God for his faithfulness. And by valuing our relationships and our witness for the Lord, it could be the start of a great gospel movement and deep spiritual healing in our nation. Next, we've been keeping you updated on Petr Jacek, the Czech Christian aid worker who's been jailed in Sudan along with three other Sudanese. Today marks 352 days of Jacek's imprisonment, nearly a full year. Jacek and the others were thrown into jail last year after he visited a persecuted believer in Sudan. Dr. Jason Peters, Associate Vice President at the Voice of the Martyr, says they've been in contact with him.
We were able to get word out from him, and he said, God holds the key to my cell. I've been talking about persecuted Christians in Sudan for years, and now I find myself among them.
It hasn't stopped Jacek's witness for Christ.
He's sharing the gospel just as effectively as he would outside of prison. He said that they're able to have worship services together, they're singing together, they're studying scripture.
On this Thanksgiving Day, as we offer gratitude to God for his blessings and the way he's moving in our world, please also ask God to bless and strengthen those in prison.
Please pray for Peter and these Sudanese brothers as they're facing incredible pressure. They're in prison. They've been there for nearly a year. And there's a lot of governmental pressure. There's a lot of international advocacy groups who are trying to get these brothers out of prison, but we haven't been successful yet. So we ask for your prayers.
And finally, when's the last time passion for a cause moved you into action? Karen Carlson was on the mission field in the Democratic Republic of the Congo when she began reading about the atrocities women face on a regular basis.
There were times when I couldn't read because I was crying so hard. There were times when I couldn't sleep because of what I was finding out.
But this information she found out was just the tip of the iceberg.
As I began to read outside of my context, I saw that trafficking and war crimes and pornography and how women are viewed and how they're used as chattel, all of those things were not just in my heart country, DRC, it was throughout the world.
She knew God wanted her to do something with this information, but she couldn't leave home, so she prayed. Why prayer? Because it's powerful, just as Jesus is powerful, and it fights the belief that there are some wounds that can't be healed.
I believe that Jesus can go into the deepest pit, and I believe that Jesus can heal the greatest heartache that any of these women and children have gone through, but they have to know Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.